Welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. I'm here live at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue with the doctor. Dr. Andre Jones.
Yeah,
all right, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, hey man, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Excelente.
Good. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. It's a big day.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's a big day for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. I mean,
one is we're going to talk about my favorite part of the rib tips today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, favorite cut.
And absolutely.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a delicious conversation.
Absolutely. I thought you were crazy when you were introducing it at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, we're bringing rib tips. I'm like, what's that? That doesn't even sound appetizing.
And man,
bite. Yeah. I've been addicted ever since.
I've been, we're building a cult following right now. I was over.
Oh, absolutely.
I was over at the... I was getting service done on my car the other day.
Yeah.
And talking to the service guys, and they were just crazy about the rib tips. And they're just mad about the rib tips. And, you know, they were over there and they were sharing them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody was. They were rib tips and collard greens is what they were having. But anyway, yeah. So we're going to talk about those.
Yeah.
September the 1st, Thursday, September the 1st. One of the great things that's happening in barbecue in Tucson, Arizona, tonight, the Arizona Daily Star is going to announce the Reader's Choice Awards for Best Barbecue Southern Arizona, along with a lot of other awards. But
absolutely.
We had over at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. See if we can get that three-peat.
That's right.
Yeah, one, keep
two,
my fingers
three.
Crossed. Three Absolutely. Years in a row, be great.
Heck yeah.
All right, so that's going on. And, it's a little cooler.
Fall weather. Fall is coming in. Yeah. Have you noticed the seasons have been changing? Just a little bit? Well, the sun's going down a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
That's about
it. Sun's going down. It's getting light earlier. But Arizona, you know, this is... It's for most it's like an extended summer, you know, compared to most places in the country. So we're still, we'll still be in shorts and polo shirts
exactly.
and all that stuff.
Even in December.
Yeah, short sleeve polo shirts for quite some time.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's the best time of year in Arizona.
It is.
And
it is.
What does that mean? It's you don't have to put up the grill or the smoker.
No.
Right.
Keep it going.
The season.
All
we have
year
an extended
long.
Season, yeah.
It's the best time.
Yeah. So, I think that's about anything else going on. Anything you know about?
Ken, I made a big purchase this week.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. You know, ever since I've been a pitmaster in training.
Right,
you know,
right.
I've realized that I was missing something, like one thing. I felt like, you know, I got the big grills. I got two grills. I got my ones and twos,
right,
you know,
the ones
you
and
know,
twos, right?
I've been making some amazing meats, you know, grilling and barbecuing.
Right.
I am now the family pit master. I was missing something.
Right.
And I figured out what I was missing.
Okay. Well,
a truck.
What?
I was missing a truck. it just completes everything.
You mean the little SUV you used to drive around in is not the...
that's not doing it, Ken.
It wasn't doing it for
no,
you. So now you got... Well, I saw you drive up. I was like, it's not just a truck. It's a big truck.
It is. Wow. If you got a grill, you got to have the big truck.
Doing it big. All right.
Good old Ram 1500. Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I feel like a man now.
Welcome to the truck family.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. You're a truck brother now.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. I can't wait to go tailgating now.
Oh,
I can't wait to do all the stuff that you get to do with a truck.
There you go.
I'm excited.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And it is that season.
Yeah. So. Absolutely.
All righty.
So, Ken, go ahead and tell me, how do we do this thing called rib tips?
Rib tips.
I've been really trying to, you know, figure out how this is done. I want to know.
Well, first let's talk about what is a rib tip.
Yeah.
So on the spare rib, you get a whole spare rib, and a lot of, you know, it's the meat with the cartilage at the top of the spare rib. You've got the bones. The bones only go up so far.
Right.
And above that, there's this big piece of meat that has all cartilage in it. You know, mostly. Ooh. Right. So what you do is, so when you cut that big piece of meat off that has the cartilage in it off the top, you're really making a rectangular rack of ribs.
And
that that rectangular rack of ribs is called a St. Louis cut. So
okay.
When you go and you cut that off, it's a St. Louis cut. And then so what you do, the rib tips part, is you cook that top part, cut it up. Once it's done, and those are rib tips. Now, where can you find rib tips? Now,
yeah.
There's certain grocery stores where you can buy it, and it'll be called pork rib briskets is
really?
What it's called, pork rib brisket. And sometimes you might see it pork rib brisket with bones, but it's pork rib brisket. If you go and, you know, I get them. If I'm just buying that, I know here in town.
Yes.
That if I go to Walmart or the neighborhood Walmart, mm-hmm. they always have them.
Really?
Now, a lot of grocery stores don't carry rib tips.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure if you have any kind of meat store where you go there, if they don't normally sell them, but they could always cut them off the top. If they're selling St. Louis ribs, they're going to have that part of the rib and mm-hmm. brisket. So.
Interesting.
Anyway, that's how you find them. You find, you know, me, if I want to, you know, at the restaurant,
yeah.
What we do is we make our own St. Louis cut. So we buy the whole spare rib, cut it off, and that's what we use for the rib tips, because we're selling ribs and tips.
Right.
Right. But if you're just selling tips, you can go, like I said, in town, if you're in Tucson. Just go to Walmart. They'll have them most of the time. Get those. And, yeah.
Pork rib brisket with bone.
Yeah, they won't say bone. They'll just say brisket. They'll be sitting there. In the grocery store I just mentioned, they're always over with the ribs.
Perfect.
You'll
okay.
see there'll be the St. Louis, and then the brisket will be right next to them.
Perfect.
Right.
Those all right.
ribs. And so, like I said, they are the ones with the cartilage. You can get a boneless rib, boneless pork brisket too, but that's not what we're cooking here. We're cooking the one with the cartilage in it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
So
where are we? We buy it. So we go, we get the brisket, we take it out of package.
Yeah.
Now, if you aren't able to find it and you're cooking ribs and you want tips too,
sure.
Then first thing you know is going to cut that top off the rib.
Okay.
Right, and so at that point, it's ready to go.
Really?
It's ready for seasoning.
Okay.
Right, so we can just jump to it because we're talking about the ribs. We already did the rib mm-hmm. podcast.
Yes.
So if you want to know how to do those St. Louis cut ribs, just go to our rib podcast.
Yes.
And you could find it. Where can you find the podcast?
That is going to be on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, particularly Spotify.
Right.
As well as Anchor.fm. Get your barbecue on with Ken Alexander, the podcast.
All right. Yeah. And right there, you'll see our show.
Yeah.
How to make the perfect ribs.
Part two. That's episode 46.
Right, episode 46. All right. Okay, so anyway, so what we're going to do is now we're ready to season.
Ooh.
And so now we're going to, are we going to use a binder? We don't have to use a binder. We already talked about binders.
Yeah.
You can use whatever you know, and a binder is like, you know, some people it's mustard, some people it's Italian season, some people it's juice, whatever you want to put on there. Get some people with mayonnaise,
creamy Italian dressing, I'm wearing a shirt underneath that says it should be always a creamy Italian dressing. That was so good.
All
you
right.
make the best ribs, I'm telling you, but maybe I'm biased.
Yeah, so you just like coat them with that binder and then you take your favorite seasoning
mm-hmm.
or rub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if you're making your own rub, of which we do, and a lot of pit masters, grill mm-hmm. masters make their own rubs, or you put some seasonings together, season that baby up,
mm-hmm.
and you're really good to go. I mean, you could do it early, you could put them in overnight, let that seasoning, or we could just do it right away.
Really? You can?
Yeah, you can cook.
You don't
right
have to leave it overnight. You
don't
can
have
just,
to
just go ahead and season during it.
You could season, leave it on there for a little while, half an hour, 30 minutes, whatever. Whatever you have time for, it's going to be fine.
Okay.
It's going to
okay.
be fine.
Fair.
And then, here we go. You're gonna spritz or mop. So this is when we start laying in the flavors.
That's a good question.
Right. The spritz is a liquid that you put in a spray bottle. Mm-hmm. You put your seasonings in there. If you got any like granulated seasonings, you need to strain it. Mm-hmm. Before you put it in the spray bottle, because you don't want to clog it up.
Sure.
And so you're going to have your spritz.
Right.
Some people like, you know, you know, our friend, Rob King, who is he did the episode. He was a guest about cooking with beer.
That's right.
And
he's the beer guy.
He loves the spritz with beer. He's the beer guy.
Oh,
right,
wow.
Right. So it depends, whatever. Right. Some people might want to put a little wine or something in there. I don't know, your favorite flavor. I had this one guy that, you know, he's like cream soda crazy.
I wonder who that is. I have no idea.
Right.
What he's
so
about.
Some people you like to use soda pop.
I feel called out
as part of the spritz or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, right.
Could,
so you could do that,
could
right? And you know I'm a Big Red fan.
Yes,
that's
you
my
are.
Favorite cream
yeah.
soda. So
yeah.
you can do that. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it has a little sugar in it, but whatever you want to do to make your spritz, it's all about you.
Right.
It's
and
all
your flavor.
About your flavor. It's all about
that's
your
right.
taste. That's what we're talking about.
And
here.
Don't set a fire. If you're gonna use soda, please don't set a fire.
Yeah, and yeah.
That's all we have.
All right.
Okay, I got an idea.
So there we go.
Hey, and can we boil?
No boil. Just like we don't boil our ribs, we don't boil our rib tips. Low and slow, baby.
Low and slow.
Low and slow. You don't have to boil. If you go low and slow, you don't have to boil. Or if you wrap, you don't have to.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I don't mean on unless you're talking about the ones and two grills, like the doctor.
I was about to say.
But I mean, but yeah, well, you're talking about a different kind of wrap. Right. So, if you are in a hurry.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of time to smoke.
Sure.
Know, 4 to 6 hours or whatever. I don't have that kind of time.
Right.
You know, it's two things you could do. Some is you could go direct. You could cook it direct for a little while and then go indirect. But also, as after it's been on the grill a while, got some good smoke in it, you can just wrap it and you could get it to the correct internal temperature that you want to... that you're looking for.
Okay. Fair.
So anyway, that's the folks that are in a hurry. But you I'm telling you, in a hurry and barbecue and don't go together.
No,
barbecue's low and slow
yes.
and you just chill.
Right.
All right.
That's all you do.
All right. Okay. So cooking. So
we're
going to set up. Now, we're going to set, it's two zone.
Sure.
We're going to set up an indirect and a direct. So it's two zone cooking. And we're going to cook at about 225 degrees.
Easy.
Right. 225 degrees on the indirect side. Like I said, if I don't have a lot of time, you can go direct on it, but you have to really watch them. It's like grilling.
Yeah.
So you can grill them and then, go indirect and finish them up that way. Or you can just do that and then wrap them and you'll get there.
Fair.
Right. So we're smoking, and depending on your equipment, it's two temperatures that we're looking for, the temperature that you're cooking and the internal temperature of the meat.
Yeah.
So anyway, based on your equipment and how you're cooking, it's going to be 4 to 7 hours.
Yeah, sure.
It depends on how low. Yeah.
Of course.
Right. And the thing is, here, so you let them stay on for a while, then you come back and you open it up every now and then. You want to add your spritz if you're trying to layer flavors and those kind of things. But like I said, you know, we could use the Texas crutch. We've talked about that. That's when you wrap the ribs. So, and when they're, I would say, you know, a half to two thirds done, you can wrap them up and do whatever and add any other seasons you want to put in when you wrap them.
Right.
And seal them in aluminum foil and let them finish up.
Easy.
But they're going to cook a lot faster that way.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we trying to go with these ribs? We're trying to get them to an internal temperature of 180 to 190 degrees if you want a little pull to the ribs. If you don't want them where they're just falling apart, these rib tips, then, you know. So I'm pulling them off closer to 180 degrees.
Right.
But if you're looking for falling off this little gristle, or you want them really, really tender or whatever,
right,
then you're trying to get to somewhere between 190 to 205, probably closer to 205.
Oof.
Or there. But
they'll just fall off the bone.
But for me, not being a not falling off the bone guy, I'm going closer to 180.
Right.
All right. I mean, the pork is done at 145.
Right, exactly.
Internal temperature 145, ribs are done.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the internal temperature you're looking for. So, again, you really need a nice meat thermometer.
Yeah.
And if you're smoking and, you know, you want your handy dandy digital Bluetooth meat thermometer.
Right. Like, everyone should get one
right,
of these things.
Right, right, right.
They are the great.
Did you get one yet? Put that on your gift list.
Exactly. Yeah. Have you got one yet, Ken?
Not yet. But, it is on my Christmas gift list.
Okay, got it. Right. Good.
Yeah, my birthday's gone. Father's Day gone.
It's gone, right.
Christmas is the next thing.
Right, of course. All right. Just keep it on the list.
And hopefully I get it.
Santa will get it to you.
So that's when they're done. And really, so you pull the rib tip off. You let it sit. You know, you let it, you pull it off and let it sit for about, 5-10 minutes, and you're ready to go. What you do is you just take it and you take a knife and you just slice them up.
Mm.
So you slice them into little chunks.
Oh.
And that's why they call them rib tips.
Right.
So you don't just eat the whole piece of brisket. You just chop the brisket up into bite-sized pieces or little pieces you could just pick up with your hand and chew on. And like I said, they're going to be delicious.
This is a really good, tailgating.
They'd be great for tailgating.
Yeah.
They're great for anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you chop them up and you just absolutely delicious.
They are.
Right.
They are.
Right. Make a lot because folks are just going to be coming back and just I need more of those rib tips.
You're going to need a couple.
You're going to need a bunch.
Mm.
So anyway, that's it. That's rib tips.
It's simple, easy.
Right. It's very easy.
Mm. So, all right. I accept your challenge.
All right.
Yes, I will definitely make
some. That's great. So,
wow. Oh, can you do a bend test with them?
Yeah, you can do the bend test too.
You can?
Yeah, you can do the bend
test. Okay. All right.
Do the bend test. Bend test will work.
All right. I'm going to do the bend test.
All right.
And check the temperatures, of course.
Right. And then report back.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, we now need to talk about who's paying for the show.
Oh. Yeah, let's go to our sponsors now.
Yeah.
We have first sponsors, Ken's Hardwood Barbecue at 5250 East 22nd Street, Tucson, Arizona. And the folks over there, it's a down-home cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Down-home family recipes. And right there at the moment, they've won the Arizona Daily Star Reader's Choice Awards for 3 years and been the winner for runner-up the first year, and 2 years the winner, and tonight we'll find out whether it's a three-peat.
Yay!
All right. But yeah, brought to you by come on down to Ken's Hardwood Barbecue
and
get your barbecue on.
That's right. And it's also sponsored by J&L Online Consulting. Still doing magic numbers with those magic numbers. How they do it, no one knows, but they know how to do it. That's the best thing.
Right.
They are your number one choice for digital strategy. You can find them by going to your website, J&L Online Consulting. That's JandLOnlineConsulting.com.
Fantastic.
Da-da-da-da.
Fantastic.
Did you know they're award-winning and international?
Wow.
Yeah, 5 years in a row.
Go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead, J&L.
That's right. Magic, man. Magic.
All right. So, hey, I guess it's time for us. What's next?
It's the listener question.
Time to check in. Well, it is the listener question this week.
The listener question comes in this week. It's coming from... Ooh.
I haven't heard that place.
No.
Is that ooh? What state? What country is ooh?
It's in Arizona.
It's from Arizona. Ooh. Okay.
Okay, so actually this is coming from the Lumberjacks up in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Lumberjacks. Ooh. Yeah, Flag.
So it looks like Carl, this is Carl from Flagstaff, Arizona. He says that he's about to do his first tailgate.
Oh.
He's excited.
Mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
wants to know what supplies he should go with and should not leave at home. So that way he doesn't run out of anything. That is his question.
Wow.
So what is the best thing to bring? If you bring your grill, I'm thinking you have to bring some, depending on if you're doing gas or charcoal, some extra of that.
Right,
what else?
Right. What would you bring? I mean, one is you need to bring all your utensils.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the first thing is you should just have all this stuff ready a few days before.
Oh.
Right, you have a checklist. You don't want to wait till the last minute and start throwing things together. So
one is
planning.
Right.
Plan. So, you know, you have a list of everything you need, you know, and then you get it together. So on tailgate day, boom, you just put it all in the car and you're ready to go.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right.
A tailgate bag, basically.
Right. Tailgate bag, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, things a lot of people don't have when they get there is the one is you need to have some source of water. Water.
Oh, wow.
I mean, to wash your hands, to do other stuff or whatever, and you may need some water. If you're using charcoal grill, you need somewhere or something, some kind of can, something metal thing, so you can put out your coals before you go into the game. You don't want to leave your grill out and the coals, so, and then you're going to need something where you can extinguish the coals.
Sure.
Right? And so, I mean, you need your utensils.
Mm-hmm.
You need all your utensils. You need, and then, you know, and I'm talking about cooking utensils. So you need a good Cuban grilling kit. You know, you got your spatula, your tongs, your fork, and knives. So you need all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Need all your then you're going to need all your flatware, plates, forks, napkins, all of that stuff.
Cutting board
would be good. You need a cooler. You need to keep that meat cool until you, you know, get it on the grill.
Right. Good cutting knives.
Yeah, good cutting knives. Let me see what else that people normally forget. You're gonna need trash bags.
All right.
Trash bags, trash can. You need, you know, all these. You need all these things. These are things that people like. Oh, they're calling back home. Hey, have you left the house yet? Can you get this? Can you get that? Don't forget your seasonings.
Right.
And if you're gonna be tailgating through the year, just keep your kit together.
Right.
This is the tailgate kit.
Yeah, right.
Load it up, got it there, then you just grab it and you're good to go.
Perfect.
You get back home, wash up everything, put it back in the tailgate kit.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And so those are the things. And like I said, the grill, and you got to be able to figure out what you're going to do. I mean, you can't just throw, you don't want to start a car fire.
No.
And especially, you know, what are you doing with the grill?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if you have a truck, it's fine.
Right.
You know, you're good. So, you know, like the doctor just got a truck.
That's right.
Right? He just bought a new truck. So now you're fine.
Yeah.
But you want, like I said, you want to be able to, if you take like one of those, galvanized metal trash cans or something like that. Somewhere to put those coals where you can put the coals out. And like I said, then, you know, you could throw the grill, everything back up on the truck before you go. And depending on where you live or whatever, you might have like a little chain so you can keep all that stuff locked up when you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are, I think that's the kind of stuff you're going to need there. And make sure you have your gloves and, you know, different types of gloves for, you know, taking stuff off the grill and those things. And make sure you have a really good first aid kit.
I was about to say, what
don't
about
forget
a first
the
aid
first
kit?
Aid kit. Right,
yeah,
right.
Accidents do happen.
Right. And may go on the internet and check. I'm sure some folks probably have a bunch of checklists, tailgate checklists or whatever. But I think I hit quite a few,
absolutely.
And you're going to need some type of beverage.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just for the cook.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if that's for, you know, it could be lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an alcoholic beverage, or don't forget your beverage.
Right.
All right.
There put them in an ice cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Two separate ice coolers, one for the meat, one for the drinks.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Man.
That's it.
I think I'm ready for a tailgate.
I think you're ready. You have your truck now.
Exactly.
Now you're ready. Go get that kit. Put that kit together.
Exactly. I will. Definitely will. And Carl, you should do the same. If anyone has any questions that you want to ask Ken and probably not me, because I probably won't be able to answer it. It's going to be send us an email to getyourbbqon@gmail.com. That's getyourbbqon@gmail.com. And Cam will answer. I will listen and agree.
All right. Well, it's that time of the show. Hey, he even has a theme song. Yeah. So anyway, it's that time of the show where we check in with the doctor. Dr. Andre Jones, our pit master, grill master in training.
That's right. Here we are.
Right, right.
How you digging my theme song? Yeah?
I think it needs to be a bit longer. It's like, yeah, it's like a sample of a theme song. Like a sample, man. I was like, Yeah, like.
All right.
Can you really say hi before the theme song's over?
Let me see if I can. Let's see. Fear Factor Challenge.
Right.
Hi. Thank you, Ken. Thank you so much for. Oh, yeah, you good point. Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, it needs to be a little longer.
It's a little bit longer. All right, I'll work on it.
So tell us what you've been up to, Doctor.
Well, you know, now that I got my truck. before I got it, actually, I accepted your challenge for the. Bacon hamburger hot dog cheese dog sandwich, the bacon dog.
Yeah, the bacon, bacon burger dog.
Yes,
the
with cheese. Bacon
burger dog with cheese, right.
You know, I'm not a good measurer.
No,
because I think I showed you.
You have a scale? I know we never talk about this, but.
No.
You need a scale, man. They sell them all day long, little scales. And right. But go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Okay. All right. So I got some meat. Got the hot dog, got the cheese, got some buns, hot dog buns, hamburger buns, but we're going hot dog bun.
Okay,
we're going to wrap that burger. We're going to wrap that hot dog, right?
Right.
So here's what I did. I got some meat, splashed the meat down, put cheese on both sides, put the hot dog in the middle, wrap that
both
bad boy.
Both sides of what?
Both sides of, well, I put the hot dog in the middle, and then I put cheese on both sides of the hot dog. So I split the cheese. I had cheese slices.
Oh,
I split
them. Okay. I was like, man, two whole pieces of cheese?
Oh, no. I split that up. That was a lot of cheese.
All right.
So wrap them up. Looking good. And I got the bacon. Wrap the bacon up. Looked great. However, it was looking quite big. Like thick, big, like meatloaf. So
right.
I was looking at
I mean, I did actually see a picture of your bacon burger dogs before you cooked them. And yeah, I have to say, man, that I must say that they did look like meatloaf. Bacon burger meatloaf.
Exactly.
And I was like, what the? But anyway, man, okay, so I don't know what part of quarter to half a pound that you didn't get, but that's like
the quarter
6 ounces to 8 ounces of meat hamburger. But okay, go ahead. Tell us, doctor, what's happening?
Oh, it just gets better from there because I did not think about this assignment at all.
Okay.
Apparently. Because I got them all nice and good, right? It was looking great. I put them on the grill, and they cooked really fast. And I was like, what the heck? Why are they cooking so fast? This would take 30 minutes. It wasn't until I pulled them off that I realized they're supposed to go to indirect heat.
Right, right.
Not direct heat.
Whoa, doctor.
And I know. Off of the game. However, though... one of the kids that came over, she really wanted to try one, and then my friend and his girlfriend wanted to try one, and they destroyed it. They thought it was the greatest thing ever, even though I was going like, yeah, that wasn't good. So I got to do a redo of the bacon burger dog.
Yeah,
instead
of a bacon meatloaf dog, bacon meatloaf dog.
So this weekend. It's the repeat of the bacon burger dog
and make it
a bacon burger dog, not meatloaf.
Right.
And try it all again and do it this time in indirect heat, not direct heat. No distractions. focus on my, you know, you just got to pay attention to what you're doing.
You do.
You got to pay attention to what you're doing.
You can't be out there on the grill.
No.
And not be present.
Absolutely.
You have to be present. You can't have your mind all over the place.
Very true. Doctor. So I'm going to try it again. Send better pictures, better videos. Stay tuned. I'm going to win this one.
All right, Doctor. We really appreciate it. I wish you could have got a passing grade on that assignment. But as it stands now.
Yeah.
But you can get some extra credit, though, by fixing it. And
Yes.
But right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting the
Yeah, you're getting the shake. You're getting a shake in my head.
Shaking my head of shame. That's what I'm getting right now.
but we know the doctor has it in him.
That's right.
And the doctor will come back strong.
That's right.
With some bacon burger cheese dogs.
Exactly.
Right.
And not meatloaf.
Bacon burger meatloaf. All right, doctor. We really appreciate. You know, you out there, you know, doing your thing on the ones and twos.
That's right.
And, you know, at Hacienda Del Doctor.
And, it's great.
Hacienda Del Doctor.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, but anyway, thank you so much.
Of course. Hey, thank you.
And it's been great. Really appreciate the story, mm-hmm. you know, your adventures in story form.
Of course.
Right. And
keeps the audience riveted.
All right. So I tell you what, thank you so much. It's been a great show.
It has.
It's a great show. And we want to thank you all for listening in to, where's my theme song? It's longer.
It's longer.
Right. Get your barbecue on the podcast with Kid Alexander. Yeah, featuring the doctor, Dr. Andre Jones. Hey, tune in next week to the podcast. Thank you. Mm-hmm.